self-proclaimed time traveler has revealed when aliens will embark on planet Earth, and he's posted his findings on TikTok.
Very credible source.
Yeah, it's one of his TikTok accounts that predicts the future. And they're like, you know, like during the World Cup, they predicted, or the Euros predicted, like, future results and stuff like that.
Did they get any of them wrong?
So I know some accounts did, but it's like, you know, if there's enough accounts, some of them are going to get some things
right.
If
there's enough accounts that, like, claim aliens are going to come this year, eventually one of them will be right.
I mean, when you... It's not impossible, you know? Okay. TikToker, blah, blah, blah. That's his name. I'm not going to give him a shout-out. has provided us with some handy answers to important questions. For starters, it looks as though our new alien pals will be very tall. 7'4", to be precise.
That's probably more than, like, 4 foot taller than me, to be fair.
It doesn't help out. as people who are average height.
No, all the aliens are going to come down and steal our girls. Fuck's sake. There'll be no men left in, like, a decade or so. Apparently got long-shaped skulls as well, with dark grey skin. So they look like Alien from Aliens, you know?
Like, essentially.
Yeah.
With, like, big black eyes as well. Just like the little... Alien babies.
The alien babies. I remember those in the little jelly eggs. You could just throw them at the ceiling. Mums would go mental.
Like those, when they finally grow up, they become 7 foot. And, you know, they're
maybe
just limited.
They just, like, hatch out.
We just never raised them.
Yeah, you planted the eggs yourself.
Fuck. We planned for invasion from Toys R Us. We should have been wary this whole time. Disappointingly, the video shows us no photographic evidence of the aliens, and instead settles for a backdrop of the sky with some text over the top. Mm. So it's one of these TikTok videos where people have just wrote, like, aliens are coming, they're going to be big. Mm. So, like, no hard evidence.
No, I believe them.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I do believe in aliens, but, I mean, I wouldn't say that as my proof.
Well, you know...
Do you believe in aliens?
I swear I saw them when I was young.
I feel like it's pretty audacious to believe we're the only living thing in the known universe. But, like, you know, a living thing could be, like, a plant, you know? It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a humanoid being.
Yeah. Josh is a man of science, I'm sure you could.
Oh, yeah, you're the scientist here. Yeah. What's your take?
I'm so taken as you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah?
There has to be something out there.
Okay, yeah.
I don't feel like we'll ever... Like, coast is, like, billions of light years away.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, there's no way of knowing.
No, I guess not. It's interesting. It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does, right.
Makes you think. From my time, there are many different aliens, and they actually live on Earth as citizens in the future. So I think this person's claiming they're a time traveler, and they're from the future, and they've come back with this information, which is it's interesting. It's a hot take.
I mean, it could be someone from the future. So deja vu, that's like time traveling with your own self for like a second.
Like when you
it?
Have those dreams and like they actually happen.
Yeah, or like just for a second, you just think of something, and then later on when you have deja vu and think back to it, it's like your brain swapping itself for like a second.
Because I know Stephen Hawking, he came up with that theory, but you can only time travel in the future, you can't time travel backwards. Because he had that party for time travellers, do you remember that?
I've not heard that.
Stephen Hawking, for people that don't know, he threw a party for time travellers, but he gave up the invitations a day after the party happened, so only people in the future could go back and attend it. But no one showed up. I don't know. I know there's some evidence to time travel happening. You know the film Interstellar, where a guy comes back and his daughter's older than him?
Yeah.
Because time travels differently in like the universe. But you can't travel back. I think that's a thing.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense, if you go somewhere else.
Mm.
It's very difficult to think about.
People don't know a lot about black holes and shit like that. Mm. Can't really say what happens.
No. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I don't know shit about science. It wasn't one of my strong subjects, I'll be honest. So, probably not the best person to ask. But anyway, the TikToker goes on to say, this group of aliens are called the Nirons and come in peace and don't mean any harm. So that's nice.
What do they taste like?
What do they taste like, aliens?
Yeah.
Are we cooking them? Or
like chicken? Chicken or beef?
What do they taste like?
I don't know. Well, typically, mammals are like red meat, right? It's poultry, it's like white meat.
Well, I think humans are more like white meat. Crocodiles are white meat.
Oh, really?
From what I've heard, humans are more like chicken.
But the taste?
Yeah.
Well, are you speaking from experience?
No, it's from what I've read about.
Friends that eat
What did octopus taste like? Because I imagine that's how an alien would taste.
Octopus? It just tastes like squidgy fish. I wouldn't say that's like human. I would imagine it's just like really tough white meat, I think. Well, there was like an article about the cannibalism, whatever it is, it was right. Said what it was like to eat a human.
I guess it depends on, like, on the human as well, because you'd be, like, really fat, and it tastes different if you're, like, really lean and muscle.
Mm. Well, yeah, I guess things taste different to different people anyway.
Different parts of the body as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Bum cheek compared to, like, a calf muscle would taste better. Yeah. Yeah. Those would be a bit bony. You didn't really get the meat off the bone.
Yeah.
Let's see. It also goes on, so someone asked... because apparently loads of people have posted questions, but like this guy just didn't answer any of them, apart from this one question. Do we win the first interdimensional war? And the guy replied, no. Because apparently American opened fire on the Nyrons as soon as they arrived to Earth, which leads to the first interdimensional
war. That's the most realistic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. If this is what happens, I will side with the aliens. I want to go toward America. Fucking the Earth and the Nyrons team up on America. But yeah, that's essentially it. So where do you guys stand on all this, like, conspiracy, like, time travel stuff? You know, do you think there's some truth to it? It's interesting, right?
I mean, I guess it has to be somewhat true, I would like to think.
It would make for a good plotline in 2022, right?
Yeah.
It'd be exciting, like, it would be realistically.
No, it's just, no. Oh, hi, didn't see you there. I'm Ryan Byrne, and you're listening to the Byrne Friends podcast. Today I'm joined with Jamie.
Hello.
And also Josh.
Hey there.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Perfectly fine.
It's COVID-free.
Yes, that's how you want to be these days.
Exactly.
But anyway, gents, what are we talking about today?
Oh,
I'll try to
find something. Yes. We're not talking with the hypermarket. There's a joke for the mums there.
All the hot
mummies, all the yummy mummies that listen to the podcast.
It's a lot of young mums, I'm sure they love to hear waffle.
Yeah, the young boy waffle. Go on, give us some context, Ben. Tell us about when and whereabouts you went to Iceland.
Early March 2018.
Yeah. Okay.
It was our second year of college. Yeah. College trip, trip.
The geography department with our favourite teachers. And like our group, there was like five of us that sat on the one side of the class and we all went.
Mm. Sounds good. It's a good like geography destination because it looks like a proper nature lover destination.
Yeah, I mean, we learned like, we had a whole module on like glaciation. So it was the whole thing we get to see the formations and stuff in person, which at the time
I can't remember
right now, but I mean we loved it at the time because we all used to just talk geography waffle to each other even out of lessons, so it was nice to actually see it.
Yeah, it's like a geologist's sweat dream going to Iceland.
Yeah,
it's from the pictures. I've done a bit of homework. It looks super nice there. Definitely
very
like,
nice.
Bucket list destination.
It is cool. It's not too far to go to from the UK. You can get cheap flights, but when you're there, it's just so expensive.
Yeah, but it's one of these Nordic countries, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like
super expensive. Like
it's really it's not that far.
You guys went for Manchester, right?
Did you?
I guess there's not many airports there in Iceland.
I think there's one, like Reykjavik. I don't know, there might be another one, but I think that's like the only...
That's the main one.
Because there's only like 300,000 people there. It's one of these places where the population's not huge.
I think it's all like concentration in Reykjavik as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, did you go there, the capital then, Reykjavik?
Yeah. We went there. I think we flew.
We flew in there, and I think we spent the first night in Reykjavik, didn't we?
Yeah. And we just, like, wandered around the town.
I think the first night we got there, and we went straight to the hostel, We flew from Manchester, like, midday-ish or something, didn't we?
Yeah, because, we arrived. We went to, like, the Blue Lagoon and stuff.
That was the first day we got there.
Tell me about the Blue Lagoon.
It's very blue.
Is it?
It's blue.
Yeah.
Does it live up to the name?
It's warm, yeah. you just go and bathe and you can put loads of mud. I don't know what it is. Like some kind of mud.
It's like some sort of green mud they have under like the area there. Put it on your face and stuff.
Like to like cleanse the skin.
Yeah, it's really
exfoliate
really
your skin.
Like, I remember coming out and just like touching my face everywhere because like
I've never
feel really soft.
Yeah, I've never felt so smooth in my life. But I wasn't willing to pay the price to bring some home with me. Like,
because you can buy it from like the gift store there, but it was so expensive.
So it's like the whole country's like a spa or something.
Yeah, Icelandic mud for your skin.
Yeah,
I do recommend.
Very nice. Pretty good.
Yeah, but that was quite cool because I think I got a picture. It was like -3 outside, but then you were all swimming outside, and cause it's so warm.
Mm. Is this Celsius, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Was it cold everywhere you went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fucking windy as well. Yeah.
It's so, Iceland. It's in the name. But we did go at winter as well, kind of, so it didn't exactly help it. But I think that's probably the coolest time to see it, with all the snow.
Yeah. Got some burn. How did that happen?
Just was given. I should have known it was coming.
You're very vulnerable to the sun.
Mars, danger.
Poor thing. Did you guys see any puffins? What kind of wildlife did you see?
Horses. They've got like Icelandic horses because they gallop differently. I don't know.
Like, I think they're smaller than like regular horses. They're kind of like the size of like a Shetland pony.
Okay.
But they're Icelandic horses.
But they're famous by how they move, isn't it? Like, the way they run is different than,
there's
like,
some sort of rule where, like, because they're trying to protect, like, the geneticness, whatever, like, the breed. So if you take an Icelandic horse out of Iceland, you're not allowed to bring it back into the country.
No.
It has to stay out there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it's all, like, selectively bred there?
Yeah, just, like...
It's like a...
Cause it's almost like a subspecies of horse. Okay. Like, just trying to keep it...
Got like a superior gene pool. Sure.
Gene pool.
Yeah, that was quite cool. I remember seeing that, and our friend Kishan from Bangladesh, it was his first time getting up and close with a horse, and that was quite a funny sight to see.
Oh, really, was it?
I just remember he looked really awkward and didn't know what to do, and we're like, oh, you fucking pet him. Didn't really know
what. If you've like lived in like cities and you've had like a sheltered life, seeing an animal that's like as big as you or bigger than you, it's quite like a weird thing.
Yeah.
I think people forget that they're not like humans aren't like the biggest animals on the planet.
Yeah. You know, not everything.
What's the biggest animal you've seen?
Your mum.
I was going to make that joke, you bastard.
Oh,
beat me too. I'm trying to set myself up.
Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry.
Get off my podcast.
Oh, I don't know the biggest animal I've seen. I couldn't tell you. Not off the top of my head. Maybe like an elephant or something.
Oh, okay. Of course, it's probably part of it.
Yeah. No, and it's national habitat. Not yet. I'd love to go on like a proper African safari.
Yeah. Go to the safari park. They've got their own cabins now. You can stay in.
They do. They're fully booked till next year, you know.
Oh. Fucking hell, which one's this?
West Midlands.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because me and Beth looked at them because we thought it'd be a cool idea.
Yeah.
Fully booked.
How much are they going for?
I don't know, actually. I don't think they're too expensive, but it's for like one or two nights. You can't really have too long there.
So you got like the theme park there as well. It's really good.
The rides are decent.
Yeah, I remember going when I was a kid and liking it.
We went with Ryan quite a few times.
Yeah,
his whole family was.
Because my sister's disabled, we get like these like passes, unless my mum could like bring a bunch of like people along. So I'll bring Mikey and Jamie. So I started bringing Beth.
Yeah, fucking snake.
Fucking Mikey and Jamie don't suck my dick.
Yeah, really makes a difference who you invite to the safari.
I thought we were on a topic there. We're talking about the wildlife. Saw some horses. I know they have puffins in Iceland. You don't see those.
I don't know what a puffin is, to be honest. I thought that was
like a
game.
It's like a
game. Puffin party.
No.
Well, that's not a real one. I think that's from like.
Let's get a picture.
Yeah, I'll show you a puffin.
It's a type of bird. It looks almost like penguin-esque. But it's
like black. It's got like a white.
See that? One of those fellas. I guess you guys didn't catch a puffin.
No.
We weren't really like. On the coast, we kind of traveled down like in the south part of the island, and then we traveled down the south bit, looking like all glaciers and stuff like that. And then
you caught some glaciers,
big rope.
Went for a proper glacier walk with like a pickaxe and helmet and stuff.
Snowshoes.
Yeah, we didn't need the pickaxe. I think we just smashed ice with it at one point.
Yeah,
but it was cool. It was cool to hold it. We felt like we were on a real adventure, but. You definitely need, like, the snowshoes and stuff. Just walking up on, like, ice, which is quite cool.
Did you have to buy any special equipment before you went? Or was it
all, like, rent and stuff. We just needed, like,
good.
Warm clothes.
I
wore, like, two pairs of joggers and, like, windproof pants because it wasn't warm.
Oh, yeah, this was very windy, apparently.
Yeah.
That sounds cool, though. I thought it would be more just, like, kind of, like, sightseeing, less, more adventure-y.
Oh, no, when you go to, like, Iceland, you can do, like, Reykjavik and maybe, like, 2 days tops because it's not that big a city.
You've done like everything there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know they have the National Penis Museum there.
Oh, they have one of these sex museums, do they? Because I know places like Amsterdam have like a sex museum and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of places have got sex. Yeah, well, we didn't go in this one.
We weren't allowed to. It's quite
like. Would you have been like 17 at the time?
We were 18 at that point.
I think all of us were.
Not all of us were, but most of us were 18, because we'd just been to Germany before, but, like, the drinking age and, like, the law, like, the age to be an adult in Iceland was, like, 21, so we weren't, even though we were 18, we weren't, like, actual adults.
You've seen dicks before, you just went out in a dick museum.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, that would have been fun.
Delicious.
Delicious.
No, we saw the sign, but then instead of that, we bought, like, the national dish, you know, the fermented shark.
Oh, about the shark.
Oh, I was going to ask about the food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because... It's this shark, right? It's poisonous, isn't it? So we have to ferment it so it's no longer poisonous.
Yeah,
is it? Oh,
okay.
I saw this on Travel Man with, you know, Richard Ayoade.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's cool. A good one.
But, yeah, we bought that in, like, a pot and we all went around to try it. Just the smell of, I remember that. The smell of it just makes you want to throw up. And then I think I heaved and I couldn't swallow it.
When you put it in your mouth, you just find, like, the taste isn't, like, awful. It's just the texture. Cause it's so, like,
smell.
Thick and rubbery.
It's like,
when you're chewing it, it's, like, it just won't mush down because it's just like so thick and chewy.
You get like jaw ache from okay.
I think most of us tried it, but it was only one of us that swallowed it. Just like that thick
it's
and chewy.
It's so difficult.
I'm fucking quit around shark crying, let me tell you.
It's enough to make you turn vegan, that is.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I guess you guys gave it a try. You chewed it at least, you know, you tasted it.
Try some shark. I wasn't a fan.
Just maybe if it was again. Cooked, but.
Just how it is. What other kind of food did you have? I was meant to ask you about the food.
We just had standard food the whole time. I remember it was like a lot of meat and fish, but
yeah, I was going to say
Kishan was has loads of dietary requirements. Our Bangladeshi friend that came with us. He couldn't eat meat. We couldn't eat.
Well, he's religious,
so,
right?
So we couldn't eat onion or something like that.
Oh, sure.
And I remember he sent like two meals back once. At a place because he couldn't eat it, and then they just brought him like a bowl of lettuce.
Like, have a rabbit's dinner.
Yeah, exactly. I remember it's exactly what we said. It's like a rabbit's dinner. I think I've got a picture of it somewhere of this kitchen sitting there with his bowl of lettuce.
What the fuck?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
What a dinner. That's so depressing.
Yeah, that was one meal I definitely remember.
Yeah, well, for God's sake, I bet he hasn't forgotten either.
Try to.
Exotic Icelandic lettuce. Oh, God. Oh. Top three meals. Alright, let's go talk about more of a site. You saw some glaciers. What else did you guys get to see?
So, when you get to Iceland, you can do the glaciers, you can do like volcanoes, but it's not really a lot of time to do both.
So, your volcanoes, were they active when you went? Because I know volcanoes go in and out of activity.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. There's quite a lot of volcanoes in Iceland. The biggest one being.
We probably knew at the time, but we went to see I could spell it still, but I would spell it like E Jap Jalad Yok or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's pretty good. I'll give that. That's
to be fair, you've got like Scandinavian blood, you know.
Not enough that I could pronounce. the one that basically was the big volcano that went off in like 2011 and caused all the
planes.
Volcanic ash.
We
went to like the bottom of that.
I remember, like, it's just, like, I expected it to be, like, a proper volcano, like, traditional volcano shape. It's just really
like a
flat. Yeah.
And we took, like,
I was really upset, yeah.
Because we went on that, on the big coach. It was, like, a converted missile carrier or something. It was,
like
a four-wheel monster truck kind of coach that took us there, like, off-roading to get to the bottom of that volcano. And then we got there, and it was cool to see, but it literally just looked like a hill.
I guess it is quite like rocky and snowy there. So
which one went off recently in Iceland?
Because
it wasn't like a big eruption, but it's like the lava flow.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Must have missed that one. Interesting.
Okay.
But Mac, you know, if Mac's here, he'd probably know.
Oh yeah, of course.
Fucking geologist boy.
If he ever actually
comes. Fuck's sake. He's funny. Makes me laugh. Did you hear about when Max made up a girl? Friend, so we didn't have to go up with some ugly girl.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You told me about that, Josh. What were the details on that? Cause like,
it's like, I can't remember exactly, but he said like he was out with some mates, this really fat ugly girl. Not that there's anything wrong with fat ugly girls, but not Max's type. Came up to him and started flirting. And Max, for some reason, he's just so autistic. So instead of being like, oh yeah, I'm not interested, whatever, he was like, sorry, but I actually have a girlfriend. And then she left. He kept, like, the joke going like to his entire flatmates, like his entire house. Yeah. He kept the joke going the entire time. They kept asking, "Oh, like when's she gonna come down? When are we gonna meet her?" I can't remember what name he gave her. He just didn't stop the joke for like months and months and months. I don't know why.
No, yeah, because that's one of the things you told me that I didn't believe. Like a lot of people knew about his fake girlfriend, and he just didn't feel like telling him she wasn't real. Like I feel like you'd tell like your mates, you know, just be like, "Oh, yeah,
I didn't want to." Everyone.
So weird. But, one of my friends that I went travelling with just, I thought he'd shagged a girl that we knew at uni. Like he told us his body count before it was four stuff. He got with a girl on the trip. Told us at the end of the trip that he was a virgin at the start of the trip, and that he lost his virginity drunk in a hostel toilet. Like, and we were like, we literally thought like he had, you know, some experience, and that was like his first time. And he lied to us the entire time, and like,
what a chat.
I don't actually.
You think you know a person?
Yeah.
Where were we?
Iceland.
That's where. I was asking about the site. So you did some glaciers, some volcanoes.
The women.
Did you see? see many Icelandic women?
Not really. I think we saw a few in the town that were alright, but like, you know, we were 18-year-old, freshly turned 18-year-olds.
No, yeah.
Without the confidence to go and approach some sexy Icelandic woman.
Do you remember when we went to that other like bathhouse that one night?
Oh yeah.
Were they mixed changing rooms or not? I can't remember.
No, there was single sex ones. We went to like another bathhouse, and it was like an outdoor swimming pool kind of thing. But when you get in, you have to shower before you go in, and you have to shower naked, like without trunks on. And there's a guard that stands there and watches to make sure you all shower naked.
Really?
We had to go in with all our teachers and stuff and just shower fucking naked in front of everyone.
That sounds like Dan's dream job.
It was so awkward. I think that's one of the most uncomfortable I'd felt. Was like, I remember walking past and seeing Rob's arse out, and I was like, a geography teacher.
Like Kishan just like licking the ground or
anything. I don't know, what did Kishan do in that situation?
I don't know.
Or did he not go?
I don't think he went. I don't remember him there.
No. But yeah, they're really strict on like showering before you go. You have to do it at the Blue Lagoon as well, but at least you had like kind of changed showering rooms. Here was just one big room full of showers around the outside where you could just observe everyone. It was really weird.
It's interesting,
The one thing about Icelandic women is that they don't shave.
Oh yeah?
That's what I've got in my head. That's what I remember.
I was thinking like other places
you
as well.
Experience that?
Just in the changing rooms, they just don't shave. It's cold in Iceland, let's say that.
Oh, sure. They need the insulation, Interesting, gosh. Interesting. Picturing some really hairy ass women now. I'm a charmer, aren't I? Do you guys see any geysers? I know they're quite big in Iceland.
We did.
Any, like, I don't know if like, any of them are like, famous. Or
we saw one, but I have no idea what it was called, but.
That's fine.
I remember standing there and seeing it shoot out of the ground.
How high did it shoot up?
Pretty high.
Wowie.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was like a good 15 metres or something, but then it just sprays over everyone like this warm water kind of stuff. It was quite cool. Oh yeah, it was massive.
That's actually higher than I thought it was,
But give us an estimate in feet for really paint the picture for our listeners. A.K.A. my sister. It's great.
I'd say it's about 20 metres, potentially.
It's quite high, yeah.
Oh, it goes all, like, misty and stuff?
Yeah, and all, like, the hot water lands on you and stuff.
Fuck. It's like my ass after Wingstop.
Oh, God.
It was quite high. It was very nice, actually.
Also, Northern Lights, did you guys get to see them, or was it not in season?
It's very annoying, Northern Lights, because apparently, like, the year before, it was, like, really, really good, and you could see them. But when we were there, you could see something was there, but you couldn't see colour.
You could pick it up on camera, so we've got pictures of it, because the cameras could pick it up.
You could do a long exposure shot on the camera.
Yeah.
Really?
But this was, like, out, they wasn't Reykjavik, it was, like, the other hostel we stayed at, like, in the middle of some mountains or something. It was like a really remote one, but we went outside and you could kind of see it there, which was, I mean, we've got the picture, so at least it looks cool on both.
That's weird, because normally it's the other way around. Like, normally things don't show up in pictures and you have to see them for yourself.
I was talking to Ella about it, because she does photography and stuff like that. And she's saying, like, you can only really see it on a long exposure shot, because then it gets, like, all the colour in there.
Okay.
Whereas, like, if you see it with just your eyes, the colour's not as vivid.
It lets in all the light into the lens, so you can see like even darker bits of brightness. That makes sense.
Some hot photography facts there.
Darker bits of brightness. Yes. Ella, if you're watching, I'm so sorry. Apologize for my friend Jamie.
I'm more of a videographer. Let's be honest.
She's not going to listen to this. It's fine. No one ever does. How about some? Have you got like? Did you learn any bits of like history there, or did you learn any cool facts about Iceland?
We were supposed to see the geothermal power plants and stuff, but we never got to see that. I was quite disappointed because I was really looking forward to seeing that. Cause the whole thing on Iceland is how it runs off like the earth, a very green energy and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, they do import a lot of food though.
Yeah,
so like things like bananas are really expensive in Iceland. Mm. So they import it.
Yeah, because I imagine you can't grow much in Iceland with its like weather conditions.
I don't know what you can grow in Iceland, to be honest. It's quite cold in Iceland.
It is, yeah. The agricultural life there must be pretty shitty.
Fermented
shark, and that's it.
Yeah.
Diet of fermented shark.
Just go out fishing.
I remember one big video we went to a beach because it was like volcanic. Mm. Sand was black.
Oh, it was like beach. It was like ash.
Yeah. It was just black sand.
It was just black sand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really cool. I got a picture there with my red pants on.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I remember you weren't allowed to go into the sea because the riptide was really strong or something, and
you couldn't even go near it. There'd be freak waves if you go near. You're supposed to stand like 5 meters back from the sea because there could be like a freak wave that would just come really close to shore. And then would just smash over and pull you in.
Ooh.
And that was like a lot of thing of like the Asian tourists.
I was like a couple of tourists died like a few months before we went or something like that. Oh, yeah. Just because they got too close.
So pretty strict about
that. Yeah.
Oh dear.
That was quite cool.
Not the depths, the sea itself.
Yeah, no, the sea itself, the beach. We also had, we had a picture of like all of us topless. I remember the teachers were like, oh yeah, it's the annual picture we do, and we all got our tops off.
Wait. But teacher told you to get an annual picture.
Like every
year. Your kids pop them tops off.
Every year, Rob, our drug teacher, he like tells all the guys to take tops off. Like,
how girls take your skirts off.
And then he just adds it to his bank bank later.
I suppose the girls did a picture as well, but like separate or something, and then.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because one
I think they did bras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. No, I should have gone to Kinez. I went to the wrong college.
The picture we got was just like all the guys on the trip, which is quite funny.
Because I remember like all the girls watching the guys, but I don't know if the guys were allowed to watch the girls take the photo.
I'm all for equality. You know me, boys. It's 2021 already. It's
fucking cold in Iceland, let me tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit chilly. Yeah. God.
Cut through diamonds.
Yeah, that was like one big group picture situation. Then we orchestrated another one with our teacher of the Pankhaniya's angel. So the guy I mentioned before, our Bangladeshi friend Kishan,
legend.
His second name is Pankhaniya. And before we went, we decided to print some T-shirts of his face with on the front with angel wings behind it, saying Pankhaniya's angels.
I love this idea.
We got like five of us, and we bought one for our geography teacher.
They arrived at my house. I had to explain to my mum why I had this shirt, this random guy's face with angel wings on it. Six of them.
It's like either you're his biggest fan, or it was like there's a stag duel. Yeah. It's like not many ways you can explain that.
Yeah. No, but then we got them. We gave one to our geography teacher, and he thought it was so funny. And we got a picture. And I remember he asked Kishan to like kneel down like in front of us.
Yeah, you know, you got the top on, and we asked him to like do the photo with us. No hesitation, top's on. He was just down for it. So down.
It sounds so fucking cool. Yeah.
But then Kishan, like, he didn't kneel like a normal person. He kneeled down on like two knees. Like, and it looked like we were gonna, like racist that we're about to behead him or something. It was
someone literally took a photo of it and just captioned it reverse ISIS execution.
God's sake. Oh my god. I think you guys said this teacher kept the shirt and you like wore it gardening.
We asked him if he wore it and he was like, oh yeah, I wore it gardening the other weekend.
Yeah, just out there like mowing the lawn.
Yeah, I'll send you the photos so you can put them on Twitter or something.
Yeah. I'll post all the related stuff on Twitter.
But our teacher was a legend. Like, we loved him so much.
Yeah, he's very cool.
I've still got him on Facebook. I see his posts every now and then.
Does he still work?
No, he's left like last year or something.
Is he looking to get away? Maybe we could go on holiday sometime. It's true.
He would literally just turn the lesson and stop talking about some travel story and just go on about that for like 20 minutes and then like, oh yeah, end of the lesson.
That sounds like fun. Before we summarize, what else happened? Any notable stories or like locations?
I went to that really nice waterfall.
Yeah.
And it's like really misty, so there's like always permanently like a rainbow there.
Ooh.
Which is quite cool.
Sounds very magical.
I remember the name of the place. I'll get it up.
Yeah, if you can.
Skogafoss.
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 Yeah.
Butcher.
No, it's perfect pronunciation. But that was really good. We'll talk about this there.
How big was the waterfall? Can I see a picture?
Yeah, you can.
Let's have a look.
Apparently it was 60 metres tall, but it felt taller than that. But I remember there was steps there that you could, like, walk up the side to get to the very top.
Oh, okay.
Did people go up that or not? I can't remember. It was quite a nice waterfall, though.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah.
That is nice.
It feels taller than 60 metres, but that's all it is.
There you go. I might have to have a picture of you as well. Any nice ones look good on your Twitter.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of films that film stuff there, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, they film a lot of movies in Iceland and stuff for their landscape.
Wasn't Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Yeah, that's what actually made it really famous. Like, that's what started a big tourism boom in Iceland, was that film and him, like, skating down the roads. I remember I saw that, but that was, like, a big part of their tourism. Like, people started really coming there after that.
This is the volcano. What's it called, Jamie?
Yeah,
but, like, it's just really flat, isn't it? It's not
it's
shape.
It's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, I know, right?
God.
Oh, shit. When we came back from Iceland, like, literally the week, like, the Monday after we came back, we did this. Scroll that way. Do you remember it?
What did you guys do?
So we wrote this letter from email from Dylan to his tutor saying, "I've reached the pinnacle of my wit's end. Cannot cope with chemistry anymore. I'm achieving severely below my already grounded target, in brackets E grades. And as a result, I've hit the bottom. I really need support. The ruthless driving of the teachers has driven me beyond insanity. And I am now the animal that you see before me on a weekly basis. Kind regards, Dylan Dowler."
His tutor responded, she was really nice.
She's like, "I'm sorry for that. This. Can you come and see me? Are you in college today? I can see you at 3:45.
Oh.
Just to clarify, by bottle, do you mean alcohol?
No, he means milk. What the fuck?
Take a step back and your head out of it. You can. I know it's hard. It's really stressful time. You don't appear an animal to me, but if it's what you feel, come and have a chat."
She was really fucking nice.
That is Amy,
and then we sent an email to his chemistry teacher.
Oh, to, you know, Miss Barnsley?
Oh, if you move school, yeah.
Yeah, so we sent an email from Dylan to her saying, "Hello again. You have lost my favour, Missy. Not happy at all. Your seemingly limitless expectancies have driven me to despair. I'm now not only considering dropping the subject, but also admitting myself to rehab. I hit the bottle hard. I've been drinking pure ethanol. Hopefully that comment is worth a mark as nothing else. I bloody right is worthy of accreditation. Lol. Dylan, or at least of what is left of me."
And then she responded, "This is the best part."
She was, "Hi Dylan, is this your way of asking for a one-to-one? Thanks."
No fucking way.
I forgot we sent those. I remember the one from Kishan to Rob, but oh my god, I forgot about it.
Some of that was so dark. Going back to rehab.
Wrote that?
I think it was a combination of me, you, Max, and Matt.
Yeah, I was just saying, very
poetic.
We all
sat there. Yeah. Combined like all our brain power together.
Fucking team effort. Oh my god. It's amazing.
Do you remember when we had the Kishan masks? We left them outside geography and they took it into the geography office.
Oh yeah.
Good time.
We were so
That's fucking class. Oh, what did Dylan make for his emails? He not give
he
a shit.
He was not happy.
Was he not?
He's been happier.
Did he have a bottle?
His chemistry, his tutor was running across like campus trying to find him and stuff.
Oh really?
Yeah, she's very worried about him.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, no. Well, it's like a suicide.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't know him, it could be bad.
How did it end up?
Oh, he spoke to his chemistry teacher and because she pulled him out of class to speak to him privately about it. And then he said that someone just hacked my account, and he didn't double it, which is quite nice of him.
Did he
knew it was us.
Did not get that extra grade for him?
Definitely not.
Bullshit. Waste of time.
The history's cool of it, but the thing itself is...
Oh, is it? Could you recall some of his history, or...?
Well, 2011 thing.
Oh, is that it? 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's like, oh,
so rich of
history. Loads of people missed their flight because of this thing.
Fucking awful.
I remember my grandparents were in Madeira when it went off, and they got, like, a free extended holiday for a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a shame. Fuck. Just having some holidays with a volcano we were up to.
Yeah.
Man. Is that it for Iceland then? Should we summarise?
Yeah.
Alright, what was everyone's favourite bit? What do you love the most about Iceland?
I think it's just the landscape. I think you just have to go to experience it.
It's not like any other country you'll visit, basically. It feels like I remember thinking of it, it feels like you're on a different planet because, you know, the landscape is just completely different to every other country. It feels like you're on the moon or something. I don't know. Not the moon. Another planet.
But no, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
That's gonna be like some of the best places to go to, like the places where it feels like you're in like in another world essentially.
Yeah.
Because you'll never get to like travel to places like that again.
Mm.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Is that it for Iceland then?
That's Iceland.
Fantastic. It's time for the Did You Know segment.
Okay.
When I say something, can you tell me if you knew it or not?
It's one word answer.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a very short segment, but it relates to the country. So did you know 54% of people in Iceland believe in elves and 90% of people are open to the idea?
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Oh, yeah, it's probably been higher than that.
Someone told us the whole story about like him seeing it, like he believes in elves.
So
and,
they
like,
build the little houses there.
Yeah.
This is another thing. It says... And the fact I found that a lot of people have claimed to have actually seen them. And, like, if you ask an Icelandic person, like, apparently they're unaware that it's, like, weird to think elves don't exist.
One of the guides at one point was like, oh, yeah, no, they exist. Like, it wasn't a question if they do or not. He's like, oh, yeah, I've seen them. Like, they really do believe in elves. Yeah. I forgot about that, but, yeah.
I remember some place
where
they built, like, a little house into the countryside for them.
Oh, yeah.
A toy house and stuff. So
like a
loads
village.
Of people believe in them in Iceland, yeah.
Oh, God. It's like
didn't
a little...
see any myself.
No. No, yeah, that's a weird one. When I was doing my homework, it's something I came across. So you guys did know that one. Damn it. I could try and find things you guys didn't know. That's okay. So the topic of the day today is fashion.
Whoa.
Exciting, right?
I'm a very fashionable boy.
Yeah.
You're wearing shorts. It's pretty cold weather at the moment.
Do you know why I'm wearing shorts?
Show your legs up.
I've gained 13 kilos since the end of lockdown, and I don't fit into any jeans anymore.
Really?
I have to go buy more jeans.
Big boy.
Yeah. Oh, were you trying to gain weight, or it just...
Yeah, no, I was trying to gain weight. Wait, look at it. You see all the stretch marks and stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wowie, wow.
This man is a machine.
No, stretch marks like that.
For listeners, people that can't.
For fuck's sake.
People who can't see right now, Josh is flexing his bicep.
That size of a blade.
So, yeah, I'm not the one to ask about fashion to be there. Unless you want gym hoodies and cargo shorts. Yeah, I'm your guy.
We'll roll with it. So I don't know who else I was going to speak to about fashion. But it'll do for this
one. I think you're quite fashionable, Jamie.
Oh, thank you, Josh. Now, I really tried to get into some more European fashion and like Spain. Because like, everyone wears fucking long trousers. Like, it's so hot. Everyone just wears, all the Spanish people wear long trousers. So I went out and bought myself some like, chino pants and like white t-shirts. I'll try and fit in because like, I feel like in England we all wear like high socks, like you know, sports socks. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And everyone there has got ankle socks on and stuff. And like you could tell British people because they've got fucking high socks on. You literally look around and it's like, oh, high socks. And
like
I was like,
sock of a Union Jack.
Yeah, literally that. And we're pale as fuck.
Oh, yeah, true. So how much effort do you guys actually put into, like, your outfits? Or, like, when you're clothes shopping? Is it, like, very minimal effort? Like, just buy whatever's cheap kind of stuff?
When I was in college, I used to go clothes shopping with my sister.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she used to know more about fashion than I did, not hard.
Mm.
We used to, like, go into a shop, and I used to find somewhere to sit down, and then she'll just, like, get me clothes to try on.
Oh, that's quite good.
And tell me whether or not to buy it. That's the limit of my fashion knowledge.
I should have your sister on then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... I guess I'm kind of like that. I don't really put an awful lot of thought into it, as long as like my clothes go together.
Any clothes that on from Primark or like Next Basic range t-shirt. Girlfriends have got me and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean this hoodie's a present. Yeah,
exactly. Nice. Yeah. I always tell Ella, like, I'm like a Ken doll, you can just dress me how you want.
Like a clothes. Like a Ken doll. Yeah. You can touch, you can play. What the fuck? What about you, Jamie? How much effort do you put? I know you were just saying you're trying to.
I mean, I used to care more about it when I was younger, and then I went through a phase of literally just buying the cheapest clothes possible. And now it's like, I prefer more the fit. Like, I don't care too much about the actual t-shirt, but I just prefer it to fit nicely.
Okay.
So whether it's like just a shit t-shirt, plain t-shirt, but it's better quality and it fits nicely, I just, yeah.
I guess I'm similar. I go for what's comfy, what I think looks good, yeah. Not necessarily like what makes the best outfit.
But also cheap. I like Zara clothes, but I like them on sale. £6-7
I like any clothes on sale.
Yeah, they're just better quality. I hate Primark stuff now. I've bought too much of it. It just literally lasts a few weeks and then you throw it away. Like, it just doesn't last too long enough.
I don't know. I make it last, but I'm not like
gym fashion. I know a lot about gym fashion.
Oh yeah, sure. We can touch on this. Sure.
So I got recently, me and Dylan, like, for Christmas, we ordered like some tank tops, and mine's got this picture of, like, it's like black tank top, and it's got like an orange cut out on the chest, and it's got this guy doing a pull up on it.
Nice.
And the caption is, pull up, not out.
That's amazing. Every time you wear that.
No, I only wear it in the gym, that's why. Oh,
fuck. That's like a good holiday shirt.
Just wear that around, class, like a
different country. That sends a good message.
It
I like
a very
it.
Shirt, yeah.
Oh, did Dylan get any like novelty?
He got, I'll show you like after the podcast and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah.
Got a picture of like Baby Yoda on his.
Oh, yeah.
I think he says Baby Groda.
Baby Groda. That's what I'm talking
about. One of my mates from the uni, he got one as well. And like, he's just got this picture of like this hot naked girl, and it's got Coke sex, choke sex, or something like that.
Okay, interesting. Previous favourite things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some lovely formal wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Meeting the parents. What about accessories and accessorizing steps, like jewellery, junk like that? So I like my sunglasses. I wear a lot of sunglasses with my outfits.
Yeah. I mean, I like bracelet stuff, but they always fall off. I had loads that I really liked, and then I got really sad when all of them fell off. And I was like, oh, it's like a memento that...
Didn't you have like a rope necklace?
I had like a string one, but it just got like really manky because I wore it for like 2 years straight and never took it off. It burned onto my neck, so I had to really squeeze and stretch it to get it off. But like, I can't really put it back on.
No.
But yeah, I don't wear watches. I'm not a big fan of watches. But no, other stuff like that, more like, I don't know.
I think watches are cool if they're like minimalistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like when they got like loads of shit on them, it's just a bit...
I don't know. I'm not one for them. I had an Apple Watch for a while, but it was because it was a present. Like, before I got it, I always used to take the piss out of Apple Watches, saying it was such a waste of money.
Yeah.
Turned my 18th, I got a nice Apple Watch for my birthday.
Wow, I love it.
Thanks, Mum and Dad.
Yeah, do you not wear it anymore?
I wore it for like 2-3 years, but like, I don't know.
You just leave it at home?
Yeah, I've grown out of wearing it.
I'll give you 50 quid for it.
What sort of numbers are numbers. Better when it goes to someone who's going to use it. So how would you guys describe your sense of style?
Broken.
Yeah.
My style at the moment consists of plain t-shirts and cargo shorts because I need to buy more jeans.
It's like, it's like a simple casual then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Broken.
Gym hoodies. Okay. Works.
Yeah, whatever works. What about you, Jake? Yeah,
plain. I mean, not too much into design. This has got a bit of stuff on. Huh?
You're not broken.
Not broken, but plain, you know, blue, white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you,
so like,
Ryan?
I was just going to say, like, comfy, but I like the sound of broken.
Pink. That's broken.
Pink. Yeah, I got my pink hoodie on right now.
You like a lot of pink.
Yeah, you do.
Well, where do we stand on, like, colour palettes? Do you guys like wear a lot of warm colours, cool colours, like monochrome, like black and white stuff?
Like a sandy. I like a lot of sandy colours. Right? What the fuck is these questions?
I'm just trying to...
Right, why don't you repeat that? But put in, like, terms up. It's just English.
Okay. What kind of colours do you like to wear? Like, bright stuff?
I like bright colours. I've got bright yellow top on at the moment. So.
Yeah, I think bright colours are quite nice.
But it's like, nice for, like, disabled people to look at. Like, ooh, bright colours!
It's, like, visually stimulating.
I had to resist the urge not to put my red shorts on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like a lifeguard.
You're like one of those spinny caps, yeah. The propeller caps. Yeah. like a fucking
big, if I was going out, it would be like darker colours, probably.
Yeah,
like
going out, green. I would like dress up, like button shirts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
In Winchester, me and my housemates, we wore suits for bingo. That was fucking
nice.
That was fucking sweet.
Do you remember me and Dylan wore suits to your presentation?
Oh, I saw the pictures came up on like Instagram pictures. I was like, that was so cute. They came dressed up in suits for like my. I got a bursary award for. My gap year.
Yeah.
And like they were presenting it. And Dylan, everyone had their parents there. And I had Josh and Dylan in suits sitting with me on the table.
It was so funny because like the people that got like the bursaries, I think there was three or four of them.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh yeah, and so and so is going to Africa to help build schools for the children. They're going to Southeast like Asia to help like animals or something. Yeah. And like Jamie's like, yeah, I'm going to Australia to work, help people on their summer holidays. Help them on the park.
The school camp. Yeah, I don't know how I got the money, but I got a grand from the college towards that. It's unbelievable. Just so sick. I don't know how I managed it.
That's a lot of fucking money as well.
And it was because I said I didn't even know what camp I was going to be at the time. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to a camp. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it might be a YMCA camp. And then one of the women that were on, like, the board that I was presenting this to was like, oh, yeah, I've worked at YMCA camps. So we just talked about that for a bit. And then she was like, oh, yeah, when I left, I was like...
She's like, busted on that. You just, like, fucking, you know, just say what they want to hear.
Yeah. No, I gave a decent presentation.
I need to revamp my fashion because I've grown a little bit. Yeah. So what would you recommend, guys?
I don't know. I feel like if you like your bright clothes, more bright T-shirts.
Right.
So, I mean,
ever jeans,
big lad. Some like not skin tight jeans. You don't want to be one of those.
Because like, I used to have a extra large, like slim fit muscle for shirts, but I don't fit in them anymore.
Really?
Regular. Yeah.
What waist are you on trousers and jeans now?
36. I'm on the bulk.
You can still. There's loads of 36. Anything over 38 is getting to like.
Yeah, no. 36 waist.
Because you're quite tall as well, so you need like the length.
45 inch chest. But I got like. It's.
Larry knows all the measurements. So like, hey, I've got a 45 inch chest.
Flex out.
He fucking got these numbers on lock.
Sorry, Dylan.
Cook's sake.
Dylan a bit smaller.
Yeah.
Little man. But you know, I say this is for topics fashion, but I don't really have like a lot of fashion advice. You know, it's just something I wanted to talk about.
Go shopping with your sisters.
Yeah. Mm. How old's your sister at?
My sister now, probably 18, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know my brother's age either. I really should. Good sake.
I think she has a rule about dating guys under 5'5 anyway.
Oh, that's rough.
About 10, actually.
Oh, sorry, big man. I know Dan said he wanted to experiment with Hawaiian shirts lately.
I'll do that with him.
Yeah, Hawaiian shirts are
fun. I think it'd be really funny to get, like, if we went somewhere to be, like, a shit shirt, like, outing.
Shit shirt.
Yeah, shit shirt. Nice. You have those at uni as well.
I haven't done any yet, but I'd be down to do one.
Mm.
That's almost, like, basic social that they did for us, at least, during freshers. Shit shirt, yeah.
What's your shirt then?
I've just got like this kind of like Hawaiian t-shirt, the one we had matching. I have that, but then I bought another one, and then I bought a white t-shirt that looks like a Tesco bag. It's like the front of it down here is like what's on a Tesco bag.
It's so like Tesco value t-shirt.
That was my Halloween outfit. I had white joggers and that on, and I said that was a Tesco bag, Tesco like, carrier bag.
Fucking decent.
My Halloween outfit, I put a ginger shirt on. I got like ginger trousers and a baguette, and I went as a gingerbread man.
Really?
That's fucking. Have you got a picture of that?
Yeah.
So I came down for Halloween into Southampton last year, didn't I? And we dressed up as Gimli and Legolas.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
But you're way taller than me, and you were fucking Gimli. You're like this tall ass dwarf.
Because like all my housemates love Lord of the Rings, and they went all out on the outfits. Oh,
their outfits were really good.
All out, and it was just me and Ryan. We literally went like.
We got the outfits on the day.
Nerdy or are they like love Lord of the Rings?
Love the Rings, but they just went.
They're like cool geeks. I think out.
They're calm.
They're like Smash and stuff. You know, yeah. Like their outfits were like super good. Like you could tell they put a lot of money into them. I wore like a shitty blonde wig, Elfie, and a green cape.
I have a picture of you, Ryan.
Oh yeah. Is this a Halloween?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. But I have like printout photos of this like entire group.
Like I stick out
many actual photos.
In most group pictures, I stick out so sorely. I look like hot trash because everyone looks so good apart from me. Speaking of Hawaiian shirts, do you guys have like seasonal outfits? Do you dress differently throughout the year? Because like, summer I go for like a Hawaiian look. Awesome, kind of like what I am now, like hoodies, jumpers, that kind of thing.
Do you have like a different wardrobe for like summer, winter then?
It's the same wardrobe, but just grab different things out of it.
Because like, no difference between my summer and winter would be like, my winter clothes would be my summer clothes, like plus a hoodie or something like that.
Yeah, well yeah, winter's when I bring out like the extra like jackets and like hoodies and stuff to go on top of like what I'm already wearing. Just a layer up.
I change the tones of the colors, you know. I don't the white light t-shirts and all the summer
fuck,
stuff.
Stop!
I'm not gonna wear it
now.
I don't like to wear a black t-shirt out in the sun. Maybe on a summer evening a black t-shirt, but
man's cool, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, really coordinated with the color palettes, but. Yeah, no, I haven't been following it much. I've only just bought like a few white t-shirts. I went with loads of black t-shirts and just didn't want to wear them.
But it was like, super hot in Spain. What about shoes then? What's like the most you ever spent on shoes?
Jesus Christ, man. I wear New Balance shoes. I wore one pair. I had them for like a year and 2 years, and like, those are the only shoes I wore.
Oh yeah, those I'm like that Converse. I'm like I feel it. I found like 2-3 pairs of Converse that I really like. That's it. But I've got like a pair of smart shoes as well. So I guess I've only ever spent like 45, 50 on shoes at the most. Which isn't bad when like people are getting shoes for like 80 and whatnot.
Yeah.
How about you, Josh?
Kind of limited on shoes.
Limited.
Yeah.
You got runners, is that it?
Got like,
yeah. You only got running shoes.
I like fucking really pumps like, clubs. Whenever I go into shops and stuff like that, like I go in and I look around and be like, what do you have in size 13? And I've got like a choice of like 4 or 5 shoes.
Yeah.
And they're all like meshy trainers like that.
They're not like fucking Asda's own shoes.
No. One of my flatmates, a guy I used to live with like a year ago, he had size 14 shoes and had to order all his shoes from America and have them shipped over because they just didn't do size in the UK.
God.
It's hard out here.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went travelling or you went on holiday and you just lost your shoes, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It'd be so fun.
That's rough. You have to get, like, sandals. Or, like, that's, like, the best you can
do. Yeah, flip-flops with your heels hanging off the end.
Yeah, like, you have to sell. In terms of fashion, let's talk body modification. Jamie, you got a tattoo.
Yeah.
You got a tattoo?
I did get a tattoo. Well,
give us a...
A week ago.
What, in Spain? Yeah. Let's have a look then.
Yeah. Is it matching with the help with a housemate?
Is it on your cock?
No.
Oh, he's getting his cock out!
Sick. Oh, it's...
Like the...
Okay.
The sea going into the mountain.
Oh, that's a big fucking wave. Whoever's on that mountain is dead.
Fuck you, Doug.
Oh my god.
It's a tsunami coming and killing everyone. I just really like tsunamis, so
it's
I decided to get...
the dinosaur saw.
Yeah, you see the movie 2012, that's what I got.
It's fucking out with Iceland.
How much does that put you back then?
60 euros.
Okay. 60, that's like 45...
£50.
Yeah.
But I had some money in cash, so I spent that, so it didn't feel like I spent
money. Free money. Yeah,
but no, I wanted a tattoo because it's like kind of like a bracelet, but it stays on you forever.
Yeah. You're not gonna lose it.
I could love this bracelet forever, but you know it'll fall off at some point.
I really think sleeves are cool, but I just don't have the look to pull off.
I couldn't commit to a sleeve. Sleeves are like
they look cool though.
They're too much.
I just can't pull it off.
Then you've got to match it with your outfits and everything all the time. It's inconvenient, but something small is nice. I mean, your skin's gonna fucking stretch and
shrink. Yeah, I know, right?
you can't get them anywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, when you get older and like shrivel up, like it's gonna squash in.
My god, yeah, you get like a picture of something skinny, like I don't know, like a supermodel. If she's like fat by the time you're bigger, I don't know.
What about you, Ryan? Would you get tattooed?
I would like one, like a small one like Jamie's at some point. Like, I don't know what up. Like, it could be like
copy a... Would you ever get, like,
copy
one of Beth's name or something like that? Or, like, a couple tattoos?
Of course
or
not.
A cat. In memory of Beth.
In memory of Beth? What happened to Beth? Jesus Christ. What did you do to us? Was that spending enough time with you? I don't know, something cool, like, you know, your house may have, like, the Nordic one, like, written in, like, rooms. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, some kind of symbol, like, that, like, a Viking symbol. Or, like, a travel one, like, Jamie, like, sunglasses or something. Like,
sunglasses.
A little plane on my ankle.
On your face.
On my face tattoos. Yeah.
Like, like Charles Manson.
I got a fat swastika on my forehead.
No, just get sunglasses tattooed on it so it looks like you're always wearing them.
Yeah.
Get your eyeballs tattooed in black.
You can do that, yeah. It's fucking, it's weird.
So that plus the outline of sunglasses on your head would look quite cool.
Yeah, real...
Really sexy. Like, do you know the tattoos you get on your like lips, like inside the mouth?
Yeah.
Because your mouth like regenerates so much that after 7 years you don't have the tattoo.
Oh yeah, they disappear quite quick. It'd be quite funny to have one there because no one would ever notice until you just pull your lip down.
I'd get your name tattooed on my lip in that.
If you went in 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Because it's not a lifelong commitment. It's like 7 years. Yeah.
It's not bad. You know, no one's gonna go looking inside my mouth. You know.
Dentist, like.
It's gotta be painful though getting it.
What about piercings then, other than tattoos? Is that?
Is it the Royal Albert? The one that goes through your dick.
Oh God, no! Actually, maybe at some point.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I'll get one of those.
Would you?
No.
No, yeah, that's it. You have to be a very particular type kind of person to go for that.
Through your dick, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones where it's like through the tongue as well. Mm. They're like, I don't know how you do that.
Apparently, it's good for the head game.
Oh, through the tongue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jamie knew instantly what I was talking about then.
Have you seen, like, the body modifications where, like, they split the tongue in two?
Oh,
so weird.
No, I reckon that'd be really good for hair. You can go, like, either side.
You can go down with, like, two people at once.
Yeah. I think I'd be more disgusted than enjoying it.
No, I think it'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
I'll do that for research purposes.
Oh, yeah, it's a weird one.
Oh, yeah, sure, shit. I'd like... love that.
So, why did you decide to do that for?
Just Josh made me. Forced at gunpoint.
I don't know why, like, I don't know. It's definitely not for me. I don't even see why some people do it. You have to be, like, a special kind of person.
Yeah.
You're, like, an extra type of brave.
What about, like, would you have PDS first?
I don't know. I don't think I could pull it off. If I did, it would be, like, a stud.
It'd look quite
like,
fun.
Not like a ring.
Ryan had his ears
pierced. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know, a little, like, black stud. I don't know. Paint, like, the fingernails black as well. You have to go all in.
Yeah, of course. Like, the nose ring.
Sure. Have you guys heard of capsule wardrobes before? These are quite fun.
No,
capsule wardrobes. So these would be quite good if you like you travel a lot or if you you intend on like going away for a while. It's like when you have like a couple of shirts, a couple of like, jeans, like shorts, like a couple of socks, whatever. But everything goes with each other. So like you could wear any of the shirts, any of like the shorts, whatever, and it'll make an outfit.
So they all match.
Like what?
They all like match.
Yeah. So
it sounds like my kind of thing. I'd be into
it. It's pretty good. It's fucking cool. Like it takes up like very little wardrobe space, and like everything goes nicely together. So it doesn't matter if something's dirty. It's a very cool concept. I don't know. That's something I got told about by an American buddy.
Think about your outfit.
Just put it on.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like it's actually really good to have like the same clothes. Like was it Steve Jobs that did that? That he only wore the same black shirt and blue jeans because. Such a waste of time and brain power thinking what to wear in the morning. So you don't think you should wake up and you put the outfit on.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty smart if you're working and stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
You guys know what that is.
Smiley face.
I'm salty. Ouch. Jamie.
I'm not acting on Universal Credit.
My tax money.
Paying for Jamie's road trip.
That money was gone a long time ago.
Oh, fuck. It is funny though. Fuck. Oh, okay, moving on. Okay, let's say.
Universal Credit.
Alright, imagine this, boys. You guys get stuck in a cartoon. Because as you know, cartoon characters have like one outfit, right? Okay. So if you had to wear one outfit forever, what outfit would it be? What kind of thing would you like to
probably
wear?
Probably what I'm wearing now, to be honest.
Yeah.
What kind of cartoon?
Scooby-Doo, because that's the first one that came to mind.
Okay.
Are we in a hot climate or a moderate climate or a cold climate?
Let's say moderate, because you've got more range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeans.
Okay.
Shoes.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt.
I'd probably try and match with Velma.
Match with Velma?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jinky turtleneck.
Velma is a baddie.
Oh, we're talking like James Gunn Velma, like from the live-action films.
Eva's good.
Eva's good. I was going to say Kenny. You're not a fussy boy.
Oh, fuck no. When it comes to Velma,
Maui, wowie. That's cool.
That's nice.
That's nice. Sure. So, what, like, what? Shirt?
shirt, shorts, about it. You got your shirt, you got your shorts, that'd be the outfit.
That's all I've got, yeah. That's all.
Fuck it. I'll wear what I'm wearing too, to make things easier.
A pink jumper.
Pink hoodie, pink overhead hoodie, black jeans, Converse, bam. Maybe some sunglasses too.
Bandana on your head as well. Don't forget that.
Why would I have a bandana on my head?
I feel like you'd wear flamboyant.
You'll wear sunglasses and then you'll have sunglasses on top of your head as well. What? Like two pairs.
Oh, I doubled up.
Yeah.
Holy I like that, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Or like, I take off one pair and I got a smaller pair underneath. It's like the sort of swim goggle glasses, you know what I'm talking about? Like the little round ones. Maybe. Okay, before we wrap up, let's talk fashion predictions, okay? What's to come in the world of fashion? What would we like to see? Okay, let's predict what's to come.
Fast fashion will carry on.
Because
eco-fashion will come in.
Oh, yeah.
What's fast fashion? Are you uninformed?
Do you not know what?
No, it's just for the people on the podcast.
Pretend we're dumb.
Primark and like all the shops, basically, like Next and everything. It's like, you know, for summer, they'll bring in like a certain line of t-shirts and then they change it and stuff. It just goes in and out and it runs out of fashion so quickly that it's just like a waste of producing it and everything. And it's not meant to last for a long time. Like, it's just cheaply built. Stuff that will last for like one summer.
It's very efficient. And with arranged stuff, you're like being given like stuff on like a plate to choose from. So like it makes like choosing easier and stuff. You know? What? It makes choosing with these ranges they do with like the summer range.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes like picking the clothes super fucking easy.
Right. Sometimes if I want a white t-shirt in winter, it's difficult.
So is this the downside with fast fashion?
Exactly.
Then? I think girls are going to get bigger pockets. That's my prediction with fashion. Because you hear all these women
just to swipe them. they've not deserved. They don't deserve the big pockets yet.
Just make them even smaller. Just get rid of them.
Oh no!
If they make bigger pockets, they won't have like the market for handbags anymore because you won't need them.
Yeah.
That's true, you know.
Then they also won't carry money with them. So then, your job to carry their shit.
I feel like right now it's a big gap in the market because all women complain about it. So I'm thinking, someone introduces that, some big pockets for women, we're going to make a killing.
Maybe that's your business idea, Ryan.
The podcast isn't making money, so got to think of something.
A woman's fashion designer of clothes with bigger pockets.
That must be a woman's fashion designer.
You'd have women all over you.
Okay. Why don't girls just wear guys' clothes then, if you want bigger pockets?
That feels like an easy suggestion, but I guess, like, I know sizings are different between men and women. But like,
so it's confusing.
You've seen the pictures and stuff of women's like jeans, like they're on the same size, like 10 jeans all the same size, and they're all just completely different sizes.
Yeah, it's
they just make
super
it up.
Fucking complicated. Maybe that's what's to come in the world of fashion, a universal sort of like measurement system for women's
small,
clothes.
Medium, large,
that's what they need.
Sorted, easy.
We need a man working on this.
Yeah,
we're so efficient, boys.
What size are you, Jamie?
In jeans. T-shirt, medium.
Yeah, fucking medium.
Medium t-shirts.
Yeah,
32, 33 waist jeans, and I'm fine.
I can like put a large.
How easy is that?
It's not difficult. Like, you go into shop, you don't need to try things on.
15A or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Last time I went to a changing room, Jamie, was when I put on that dress in like 2016.
Oh my god.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I went to a changing room once since. I was trying on suits.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Yeah, I got a nice blue suit for a ball, but it didn't happen because of COVID.
Oh,
so I've got this sexy blue suit, I think, which I just haven't used
yet. Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it. Nice. Because I bought it before it got cancelled.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford the free piece, so I just went jacket and trousers.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It was affordable. It's nice. It was, I think, Burberry's? No, it was Moss Bros, actually.
Okay,
it's very nice. Very fancy. Anything else on fashion before we wrap up? It's an interesting one I went for. I think it's funnier that I chose a topic that we know nothing about.
Yeah, that's true. I was gonna say we're definitely not fashion experts.
Not at all. But it's something like food, where you know clothes are in everyone's lives. It's very universal, I guess. I mean, apart from nudists, but like it's very universal, so anyone can talk about it. So it was fun to delve into a world that I'm familiar with.
Oh, cute. Absolutely.
So, yeah, should we wrap up, boys?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us, Ryan.
No worries.
Blessed to be here.
Before we end, does anyone want to shout out any social medias?
Our Friends Podcast.
Oh, my guy. I like that.
Keep listening. If you've made it this far, there's something wrong with you and you must be really bored. But no, I think we're entertaining young men.
I love having you on. At this point, Jamie, you've been on like so many, you're like the unofficial co-host. And also you've travelled the most of all my guests.
Well, I mean, I didn't know we were doing a podcast there. I thought we were just getting lunch.
Brian just like dragged you in. Oh, yeah, we're going.
Put a fucking bag over his head.
We're doing something this weekend. I'm back for like 2 days. Let's do something. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we'll meet. He didn't come on Xbox. I was like, all right, should we meet up then, like, tomorrow's after?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll meet up with Josh or something. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he's like, oh, we're doing a podcast. I was like, oh, okay.
It was a cheeky surprise because I had Josh. I'm like, oh, you guys been to Iceland. Iceland would be a good episode. And it was. It was fun hearing about that. Because, like you said, it's like a destination. It's unlike any other. So it was nice to
I think it's like a good alternate honeymoon destination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
That'd be very romantic.
You didn't want to do like a hot holiday, beach holiday if you honeymoon. I reckon Iceland's a show.
Go and rag your new wife and this, that.
I mentioned it to Beth. Yeah. Yeah, from the pictures in front of like that blue waterfall.
Lagoon and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like a good proposal very destination romantic. As well. Absolutely. Very romantic. Take me, Josh.
They do the,
whisk me away.
They do the bubble hotels in Iceland. Where, like, it's just, like, a big bubble, and you can, like, sleep in all of this, like, bubble hotel, and you can see the stars and stuff.
Oh, like glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So very romantic. You get to see, like, the Northern Lights and stuff.
If they're there, I guess.
Yeah, get it on camera. You have
long exposure camera.
That sounds very nice, actually, yeah. What about you, Josh? Any social medias to shout out?
I'd like to shout out my girlfriend's social media.
You wet little bitch.
No. It's because
what a bottom.
It's nothing.
It's not, cute. It's cute.
Manly to be pegged, Ryan.
I feel that. So I feel that.
But yeah, Ella Grace _ photos. But
yeah, if you want to listen, if you want to find the Twitter, the podcast, it's at Birthfriends. Other than that, thanks for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ryan.
Until next time. Farewell. End recording.